Direct from the ninth floor of the Hammersmill Broadcasting Tower.
New York City. Paris, France. Munich, Germany. Barcelona, Spain. Athens, Greece. Miami, Florida. Los Angeles, California.
Movies. Music. Internet wonders. Sports.
And now, from Floor 9, high atop the Hammersmill Media Tower, one step from the spotlight with Robert Hammersmill and Rusty Collins.
So you know me, Rusty, I don't back down from a challenge, so I grab the rolling pin.
Good morning, everybody. We're on the air. We're on the air with one step from the spotlight, Rusty Collins, alongside Robert Hammersmill. Good morning, Robbie.
Rusty, good morning, sir. How was the weekend?
Weekend was pretty nice, pretty simple, pretty quiet.
I gotta tell you, me and Sharon, one of those glorious weekends, one for the books.
Good for you.
We hung out on the third level of the deck in the air conditioning and just soaked in the ocean for hours.
You don't live at the ocean.
Well, you know, it was a last-minute thing. We took the chopper down to the Malibu house and just had ourselves.
$10 for the secret sound, huh?
Well, yeah, you know, what's funny is Sunday, I thought about you. I actually thought about cruising by your place, seeing what you were up to, but... Well, you know that neighborhood. It's not the best, so I just decided to, you know, go down to the bank and deposit some money. So
good for you.
It was good. It was good.
Yeah, good. Anyway, well, folks, it's our third episode, we're very excited to have a fantastic guest for the interview today, Ricky Maldonado, famous whistleist. We'll be talking.
Whistle Man.
That's not what he's called, but yeah. Well, you just keep making shit up.
All right.
No, I don't mean it. I don't mean it literally. Right. It's good Lord. Let's just stop. Ricky Maldonado coming up after the break, but right now, let's go ahead. It's time for
Three Things.
Yes, three things you should know. And what are the three things this week, Robbie?
Three things you need to know in the world today. Number one, I actually got my act together this weekend, Rusty, and I set us up with social media.
Well, that's good.
Yes, we have a Facebook, One Step from the Spotlight.
Perfect.
We have a SoundCloud.
Oh, nice.
And we have an email for the mailbag.
Finally.
Which is very expensive. I spent quite a bit of money on it. It is One Step from the Spotlight at yahoo.com. So
you spent a lot of money on a free email.
Well, I think it's close to at least $150 a month for it. So,
well, thanks for doing that. All right, what's number two, Robbie?
Number two, NFL is back, and it is number one again. It is the unstoppable freight train. It is where the money is at, and I know, at least for me, I have a good 40% of my portfolio in the NFL. They are just unstoppable.
You and your portfolio.
Mm-hmm. It's quite large.
Yep.
Like something else.
Don't even. What's the third thing?
Number three, we are roughly a month into the devastation in Houston, Texas. Hurricane Harvey, absolutely one of the worst things in the U.S. to happen. And the results are in. President Trump did an amazing job fixing that up. He got in front of it, took care of everybody, and I gotta say, it's a pleasure to watch him work.
I heard different.
And I gotta say, Rusty, we have our first mailbag email.
Are you kidding?
No, this is pretty exciting.
We just set it up the weekend and we got an email already. That's fantastic.
You have an email.
It says, One Step from the Spotlight at yahoo.com, an email from Hi, comma. Robert, complete your Yahoo Mail 101. Now that you've got it, flaunt it.
So that's not from a listener.
Well, it's from a gentleman named, so I guess that is just from probably an auto-generated email. But it's Still our first mailbag email.
All right. You can send your email. What's the email address again?
onestepfromthespotlight@yahoo.com.
And I'll tell you what, we would like to have you send in if you have any questions of us, if you have any questions of future guests, and we'll let you know who the guest is going to be a week ahead, I hope. And also, if you have any ideas for guests.
Anybody you'd like to see.
Well, folks that you might know, because we all know somebody that's one step from the spotlight.
That is correct.
And or 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
True.
But it's that type of world we live in. And so if you know somebody, give us a shout on the email, and we'll do our utmost best to get them on the show with us so everybody can hear.
Rusty, amazing. 3 weeks in a row, it never fails. We have a phone call.
I'm going to be pissed if it's that same guy.
I mean, all we can do is take it. We still haven't hired a phone screener, so we will go to line 9.
Hi, guys. Such a pleasure to speak with you. Please hold for my friend.
Ha ha ha! Fooled you, suckers!
Yep.
It's me again, and you guys are the worst thing I've ever heard. Shut your mouth! Don't ever talk on a microphone again.
This guy is the worst. I just wish he would just let us do our thing. If he hates us so much, why does he call every time we're on the air?
I think he knows you.
I mean, as I've said, especially at the Malibu.
How many people have you screwed over in business?
I don't have those numbers in front of me, but...
Because it's more than one, right?
I would say it's quite a few.
it's several.
It's a good amount.
Hammers Mill Broadcasting, huh?
Making dreams come true week to week.
Yeah, for the Hammers Mill family. Folks, we're going to take our first break, and we'll be right back with more One Step from the Spotlight. Robert Hammers Mill, and yours truly, Rusty Collins.
Star date 3164-64.27. We are currently circling the dog star. Mr. Chekhov, status report.
All systems are good, Captain, but the check engine light is on.
Scotty, what do you make of it?
I don't know, Captain. I'm giving it all she's got.
Bones.
Darn it, Jim, I'm a doctor, not a mechanic. Take it to Marty's Auto Repair in Stewartville. They'll tell you why the check engine light is on for free.
Spot.
Marty's is highly logical, Captain, and they're right next to the grain elevator in Stewartville.
The secret sound, the secret sound. Come along and play the secret sound. The secret sound, the secret sound.
Come on, everyone, there's a sound to be found.
And it is time for the One Step from the Spotlight Secret Sound Contest, where you can win $1,000 just for knowing the secret sound. On the line with us right now is Mike Jensen from Henderson, Nevada. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
All right, give a listen to this secret sound. Mike, for $1,000, what's your guess?
Is it a man sticking his hand in a jar of jelly?
That's not it. Folks, we'll add $100 next week. So make sure that you send in your name and phone number to onestepfromthespotlight@yahoo.com for your chance to win $1,100 next week with The Secret Sound.
I'm your comedy robot chick. He said, since I first laid eyes on you, I've wanted to make love to you really badly. She said, well, you succeeded.
Direct from the 9th floor of the Hammersmith Broadcast Tower, this is One Step from the Spotlight.
So, I mean, $43 is all it costed. I mean, can you imagine in Tijuana?
And we're back with One Step from a Spotlight, Robbie. Robert Hammersmill along with Rusty Collins this morning. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Glad to have you on board.
Are we doing the secret sound?
Let's skip it for now, Robbie, because we've only got a short, limited amount of time with Ricky.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm positive. Okay. I know
Rusty.
Him. And it is.
Uh,
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, in the disco era, there was no one more in demand than our next guest. He was a prominent part of every studio rhythm section and featured in Donna Summer's huge hit, Bad Girls. My old high school buddy, ladies and gentlemen, Ricky Maldonado.
Hey, thanks. Great to be here.
Good morning, Ricky. So awesome to have you on the show. So tell us, how many albums were you the whistle guy on?
Oh, man, it's really hard to say. Of course, everybody knows Bad Girls, but I would say about 50 disco tracks and as many 12-inch singles. I don't know. I don't know how many remixes I'm on, I suppose. I guess over 100.
And, of course, that Grammy nomination was a highlight.
Yeah, most people say it's an honor just to get nominated, but I actually really did get screwed.
Now, Ricky, let me ask you this. Me and Rusty, being old radio guys, being around the music business for well over 40 years now, we know that guys and bands get laid quite a bit. Even the tambourine players are getting ladies. Tell me, what kind of ladies is the whistle guy pulling?
All the best kind, you know, because they all know I can use my mouth very well.
That's what I'm talking
Damn
about.
Damn it, Robbie!
It's okay. It's the truth. All it took was a live guest spot at Studio 54, the Cosmo Club, any of those clubs. Life was good.
But then disco did die a horrible death. I even lost touch with you. What did you do after disco?
Well, I'll tell you, the first thing I did, I tried to do a solo album. It was called I'm Just a Whistling Disco, and it just didn't go over very well.
Whistling Dixie? I love that stuff.
No, Whistling Disco. I was involved in disco music.
I believe it. Half of my family is from the South, and I believe it's called Whistling a Dixie, sir.
You trying to start shit with me?
Well, after the solo album tanked, what else did you...
Sold 1,300 copies.
What else did you try to do with your whistle skills?
I tell you, man, it was tough. I tried to be a traffic cop, and a few former activities prevented me from doing that. I did audition to just do the whistle part of lifeguarding, but they really wanted me to swim. I tried to referee in different sports. Football was pretty boring to me. Basketball used my skills pretty well, but I was just not up to running that much. And, you know, I even tried blowing for... You know, the construction guys, the girls when I walked by, but they just thought I was annoying.
Well, I got to tell you, I might need to procure your talents for that on the weekends.
If you Damn it, Robbie!
So tell me, Ricky, did you bring your instrument this morning? Because I got to tell you, we have thousands upon thousands of fans and listeners that might do you well, might push your career a little forward.
Thank you, man. I actually brought my top six whistles here.
Well, why don't you just tell us about three of them?
Okay, my first whistle, it's a simple Carlton 320C.
Oh, man, that's pretty nice.
Very nice.
Yeah, all right, now here's my next. It's my favorite. It is a double brass Durinville 5000 limited.
That sounds like the sweet sounds of morning birds.
And finally, the one that made me famous from Bad Girls. Here's a Dunlop 4-gauge steel with a platinum P. There it is. That's what we know. That's what we know.
I got to tell you, they all sounded exactly the same to me.
God damn it, Robbie.
It's cool. It takes a trainer to pick out most of the songs these days and use CGW on their tracks.
CGW?
Computer Generated Whistle.
So, Ricky, a lot of these classic rock type bands are making comebacks in casinos, playing casinos, that type of thing. Anything like that on the horizon for you?
Not likely unless I get sampled, I guess.
Well, that sucks, Ricky. It's seem like a genuine guy.
Sure does. I was famous for blowing.
There it is.
Ricky Maldonado, we can't thank you enough for the time and a little trip down memory lane.
Death before disco, Ricky. Am I right?
That's not even in the ballpark, Robbie. Pretty awesome guest, don't you think?
That guy, just a treasure trove of interesting tidbits from the 70s. It was good to have him on.
Yeah. I hesitated because he was kind of in the spotlight.
Yeah, it was close, but it was good to have him on. Rusty, will you come over for dinner tonight? Sharon, she's going to make, well, not Sharon, but Consuela is going to make this amazing meal. You should come over. No. She hasn't seen you in a long time.
My
entertainment lawyer is going to be there, Johnny Laser. You haven't seen that guy since the WOOL Christmas party. You guys
tried to fire me.
He tried to fire you. What?
I wanted it to be the Hammersmill broadcast, whatever it was. Forget it.
No. He had to have been joking. Yeah. He had a few drinks, you know?
Yeah.
Well, when you guys get together tonight, you can...
Look, here's. Let's do this. I'll go home, clean up, and I'll give you a call when I get... In fact, you give me a call like in an hour.
Okay, I'll do. Did you, were you able to clean out your cell phone mailbox?
I'll do that first thing when I get home.
All right, man. Now we're talking. Dinner with Rusty and Laser. Rusty and Laser together again. This is going to be an epic night.
Yep. Next week on the show, we have, who do we have?
Next week, we have Johnny Tran, Tyson's corner man for the beginning of his career, up to the Sphinx fight and up until the face tattoo. That's when things fell apart.
This is going to be another great guest on One Step from the Spotlight. Give out that email one more time.
onestepfromthespotlight@yahoo.com. Find us on Facebook at One Step from the Spotlight. New episodes drop at our SoundCloud. And I got to tell you, I'm pretty proud of myself. I paid some nerd down the street to put all this together. So
paid somebody, huh?
Yeah, you know, you got to keep people employed.
And so for Robert Hammersmill.
What? God bless
never mind,
the people.
Never mind. Just,
okay.
This is your old pal, Rusty Collins. We'll see you again next week on One Step from the Spotlight.
It's martini time.
You've been listening to One Step from the Spotlight. Mark Poulos plays Robert Hammersmill. John Russell plays Rusty Collins. You can help keep the show going by rating, reviewing, and subscribing on iTunes.